In Northwest News on KPLU, replacing aging bridges and repaving major roadways are two things a Seattle levy on this year's ballot promises to do. Listed as Proposition 1, the property tax measure would put $930 million into transportation projects over the next decade. As KPLU's Paula Whistle tells us, supporters used a little show and tell to kick off their campaign.
It's something you may have driven over and never thought anything about. But standing under the Fairview Avenue Bridge on Lake Union, you see wood timbers. It is, according to Seattle Mayor Ed Murray and other transportation levy supporters, the last remaining wooden-supported bridge in the city.
We chose this spot to hold our announcement for a reason. Behind me is a 65-year-old Fairview Bridge.
It is, he says, neither structurally sound nor earthquake safe. It's one of the bridges the city will replace if the levy is approved. Supporters of the property tax levy include business, labor, and social justice groups. In addition to bridge and road work, the levy is slated to fund more dedicated bike lanes and safer sidewalks. It's a replacement of sorts for another levy known as the Bridging the Gap levy that's expiring. This levy will cost more than that one, though. For the average homeowner, it will mean an extra $12 a month. Last year, Seattle voters approved a tax measure to increase Metro bus service in the city. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.